at his home in Virginia on 20th June, 1976.
So that activism on the campus and its reaction in the Congress and in the executive branch of the government resulted in a decrease in funding.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it makes sense that that's why it happened. And it was the same, I suppose, with the Air Force funding also.
Very definitely.
Yeah.
It's rather interesting to me that in a fit of exasperation and frustration, I believe, one of the last things I did for the Office of Naval Research Radio Astronomy program diminished to virtually a non-existent stage was I asked Professor Burke at MIT and NRL, Barry Clark, and Greenback people to get together and conduct a workshop on the systems applications of the techniques of radio astrophysics, which they did at NRL, and there is a report on it, as a consequence of which some interest was indicated in inverse Shoran type navigation systems using radio stars, Voyager type stars.
When was this conducted?
This was about 1971. Mm-hmm. Connie Mayer and Ben Yap Lee at NRO participated in all very well. On the other hand, Connie told me very recently that efforts to pursue these navigation systems have been shot down for one reason or another. But on the other hand, Ben Yap Lee has gone ahead and done some radio astronomy related practical work at Naval Research
Lab,
which has to do mostly with geodesy and observing interconnecting map. Contiguities in various parts of the Earth. But surely there are other very important contributions we should derive from studies in radio astronomy that I don't get their just recognitions. For instance, the data processing methodology, a very long baseline interferometry, and a synthetic aperture array techniques as a vital importance in towed array, sonar array methods, wherein you're making synthetic apertures. And an item of utmost consequence to ARPA these days. Amazing.
So you think they're missing the boat somewhat?
Well, the point is it's very difficult to document the exact lineage between what is done in the basic area and something which is practical. And they're useful because it requires that someone believe that that's how
that's how it developed.
Right.
Could you?
We've tried that kind of hindsight study, and it has never been satisfactory.
Could you maybe name a couple things that perhaps during the 50s you think grew out of the radio astronomy research?
Everybody knows that the first maser generated by Charlie Thomas at Columbia was brought down by one of his graduate students named Gordon to NRL because there the 50-foot dish could be used to test out its noise figure and actually see if it could be employed observing very sensitive sources. Similarly with the parametric amplifier. The first parametric amplifiers, those for instance made at Applied Instruments Lab by Matt Lederbaum and Bernie Salzberg and many other and so on, those found an immediate application to radio, radar, and other
sensors, receivers,
ESM receivers, or electronic support measures. That's a kind of a intelligence measure. But first, usually tested out in some radio astronomy guys.
Yeah,
that's the point. Similarly, with data processing and the use of the hydrogen laser, well, I can recall as clearly as a bell. People telling me to knock it off with Professor Ramsey. In studying the hydrogen laser and involving improved models. And in fact, before that was Zacharias and so on and the Atomicron. All those devices, by the way, came through our shop. And they said, well, you can tell time well enough right now.
Right.
Don't bother me with the 1 part in 10 to the 13th. Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah.
The hydrogen laser is used in frequency synthesis and so on
for
many military applications and civilian applications today.
Was there anything in antennas? most of what you've said is receivers so far.
Of course. Deep space tracking methods surely derived from the experience that came from radio astronomy. Many of the things that Page Communications did, and the SAGE system, and so on. The very Goldstone Jet Propulsion Laboratory stuff. Of course, most of those people were originally at Caltech.
Yeah.
The kind of font for radio astronomy and stuff.
Okay, well, that's a very useful overview. Yes. If you have any other comments, you
Well, I recommend you get hold of Everett Hurlburt.
Right, I've got his name down.
Right, if you want me to, I can call him today and have him send
me. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
That is the interview with Arnold Shostak on 20th June 1976.